Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Jack and Mother Barber in the library.
Maudie, Maudie, Maudie. That's all I hear from your father. That's all I heard at breakfast.
Huh?
Oh, I like her very much, Jack. She's charming. But Elwood and Teddy were pushed into a marriage, and you know what happened to that. I wish your father would leave Clifford alone.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of acid indigestion. It's fast-acting and always dependable. Remember that when you eat too much and acid indigestion is the result. First aid, fast-acting, always dependable. Alka-Seltzer for relief of acid indigestion. First, fast, and always. First, drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Watch while it fizzes and dissolves, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution. See how fast Alka-Seltzer can relieve the distress of acid indigestion. How you can always depend on Alka-Seltzer to act to reduce excess gastric acidity. Remember Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. First aid, fast acting, always dependable.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 12, Book 82. In the Barber family home at 7:56 on this sunny January morning, Fanny Barber is standing at the window in the library, gloomily sipping a second cup of coffee. Now that Clifford is working days, nights, and Sundays for the Elkhorn Realty Company, the house seems very lonely to Fanny after breakfast in the morning. But now, Jack Barber comes in from his own house across the hedge and calls from the hallway.
Hey, Cliff, you want to ride downtown?
Jack!
Oh, hi, Mom. Where's Cliff?
They've gone.
Already?
Your father drove Clifford to work this morning, Jack. He simply had to see the inside of that office.
The old fire horse to the blaze, huh?
Oh, I suppose so. You'd think he was in business himself again, the way he acts. Got us all up half an hour early this morning.
Hey, what's the matter? You got a headache or something?
Oh, no, I'm all right.
You don't sound so all right. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Mom, you ought to be on top of the world. Nothing but good news around here, is there? I hear Cliff's sold a couple more lots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Ha-ha. Who'd have thought it? He's a regular ball of fire. You know, Betty and I just can't get over it. Old Cliff. Wouldn't it be something if he finally turns out to be the big success in the family? Stranger things have happened.
If he just doesn't wear himself out.
Oh, Mom, he looks wonderful. He's a new man.
Hmm.
I was telling Betty at breakfast, if Maudie Pemberton's responsible for this, we ought to put a frame around her and hang her up here in the library.
Now, don't you start that too, Jack. I just can't stand it.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. But Maudie, 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 that's all I hear from your father. That's all I heard at breakfast. We must have Maudie over for dinner. Clifford must drive Maudie to the Sky Ranch and show it to her.
Oh.
Oh, I like her very much, Jack. She's charming, perfectly charming. But Elwood and Teddy were pushed into a marriage, and you know what happened to that. I wish your father would leave Clifford alone.
No, Mom.
All right, let's talk about something else.
Oh, you want me to get it?
Please.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dad. Where are you? Oh? Yeah, she's here. Sure. It's Daddy. He's sitting at the switchboard in Cliff's office. They're all alone down there. He wanted to plug in and call you. Here.
What does he want? Oh, hello, Henry. I see. Well, I'm glad he's got such a nice place.
I just thought I'd call you, Fanny. We plugged in the switchboard. Clifford knows how to work it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't exactly take a whiplash intellect, Dad.
What's that, Fanny? Clifford was talking. Oh, yes, very nice. Venetian blinds, and they have potted plants here. Infrared windows. Here. Oh, Clifford has a nice desk. Here. Huh? I like the smell of an office in the early morning. I was always the first one down, you know, you remember? Clifford's a chip off the old block, eh? No. He won't work too hard. All right, Fanny. Yes, Fanny, brighten up now. All right, I won't. Here, goodbye. Here, now, unplug it, Cliff. You know what she said to me, Cliff? I talk too much about Maudie Pemberton. Well, I like Maudie. I like her very much. Why shouldn't I talk about her? Now, let's see. Where's Mr. Elkhorn's private office?
Oh, it's right over there, Dad.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when I had my brokerage business, mine was a little bit bigger. Yeah, about 5 feet each way.
Well, if it ain't Horatio Alger. Up and at him again. Hiya, Cliff.
Morning. Early, aren't you?
Yeah. I got service in that coffee shop for a change. Oh.
Well, this is my father, Mr. Henry Barber. He drove me down this morning.
Oh, uh-huh.
Dad, this is Miss Toots Schultz.
Who?
Miss Schultz. She's our switchboard operator.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Yeah. I can see a family resemblance, sort of, in a way. More around the eyes.
And the high, intelligent forehead, don't forget.
Yeah. Stick a gum, Mr. Barber?
No, thank you.
How's about you, big boy?
Not right now, Tootsie.
Well, you folks excuse me. I never feel more than half-dressed the way I have to throw my clothes on in the morning. Hey, toss me my comb there on the switchboard, will you, Cliff?
Oh, yeah, here you are. Catch.
Oh, I got it. Well, see you later. Nice to meet you, Mr. Barber.
Yeah.
If there's a call, will you get it, Cliff?
Sure, I will. Well, Dan, it's mighty nice of you to drive me down.
Is she married?
Dutch? Oh, I don't know. Has been, I guess. A couple of times.
Yes.
Kind of ungrammatical, but she's cute, huh?
Yes. Do you mind a suggestion, Clifford?
No, Dan.
You can make a rule of thumb. Have nothing to do with the office help.
Okay, Dad, I remember that.
He's only to complications.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, Dad, thanks a lot for driving.
Do you have a date with Maudie tonight, Clifford?
Yeah, I thought I'd drop in after work. Well, I certainly appreciate you.
Give her my warm best regards.
Good morning, Clifford.
Mr. Elkhorn, I want you to meet my father. He drove me to work this morning.
Why, Henry Barber.
Good morning.
Well, this is a real honor. Do you know that I bought the first 10 shares of stock I ever owned from your fine old company when I was a young fellow?
Is that so?
I didn't know Clifford was your son until somebody at my club mentioned it the other day. By the way, pardon me a minute.
Yes.
Clifford?
Yes, sir?
Lindsay Arnold told me last night he's got a prospect for us.
Good. I'll go see him right away.
Yes. You might see if you can catch him before he goes to his office.
Okay, sir. You'll excuse me, Dad?
Yes. Right after it, Clifford. Right after it. Don't let any grass grow under your feet.
See you later.
You want to find him in the coffee shop.
Okay, sir. Thanks very much. I'll get right at it.
There's a go-getter. He's a do-it-now boy if I ever saw one.
Well,
come into my office, Mr. Barber. Have you got a minute?
Yes. Nothing to do. I've been retired for years, you know, but I don't want to take up your time.
Morning, Mr. Elkhorn.
Morning, Miss Schultz.
Sure is a nice, sparkly day, ain't it?
Come right in my office, Mr. Barber. Now, here. Sit here. That light all right? Not in your eyes.
This is fine. Yes. I won't stay long.
I was saying to Lindsay Arnold last night. You remember Lindsay?
Oh, I think so. Insurance?
Yes, Arnold and Ked.
Yes,
sir. He remembers you. I told him that your son is the best bet I've come across in the way of a salesman in a good many years.
Well.
He has charm, ease, good breeding, and I tell you, it's very hard to come by these days. I'm not saying this just because you're here. I've said the same thing over at the club.
Yes.
I suppose Clifford told you he sold 3 lots while he was running an errand for me.
Yes, he mentioned something about it.
Darndest thing I ever saw. I sent him downtown with some papers, and back he came with a prospect. And sold 3 lots. Easy as falling off a log.
Well.
You know, I've got a son, George. A fine boy, George. Salt of the earth. But he won't do anything.
Oh.
30 years old, Mr. Barber. And he won't lift his hand.
Oh, is that so?
No ambition. I don't know what to do with him.
Well, they can be a problem sometimes. They come out of it, though.
I hope so. My wife says George is having a long adolescence. I hope he gets out of it by the time he's 50. Well, we won't talk about my worries. You must be very proud of Clifford.
Yes.
The trouble is, of course, just about the time I want to advance Clifford, again, we'll lose him to the service.
Oh, no. Oh, I know. Clifford once had a very serious motor crash, you know.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes. Fractured skull. Very serious. It was touch and go for quite a while. He has a silver piece up here in his head.
Oh?
Yes. That's why Clifford has been so late getting started in business.
Well, don't you worry about that, sir. That boy will make up for lost time. Yes, sir. He's on the ball.
Mr. Elkhorn.
Yes, Miss Schultz.
There was a man to see you, but he said he'd come back.
Did you find out who it was?
No, sir.
Thank you, Miss Schultz.
You're welcome.
Now, there's an example of what you put up with these days.
Yes.
They just want to get married. No interest in the business. Not a brain cell working. Just husband hunting. You tear your hair sometimes. Excuse me. Yes? Oh, hi, Ed. Say, I'll call you back. No.
Don't let me interfere.
Hold on, Ed. Well, Mr. Barber.
Great pleasure to meet you, sir, and I'll see you again. I'll drive Clifford down some other morning.
Do that. Come and see me anytime. Goodbye, sir.
Here it is.
Oh, you're going to go now, Mr. Barber?
Yes.
Gee, it sure is nice to have your son Clifford working here. He's the happiest guy I ever had around me.
Yes, yes, Clifford is quite happy these days, Miss Schultz. He likes his work, and he's found a lovely young lady. He's practically engaged, you know.
Oh.
Yes, he'll soon be happier than ever. I doubt if he'll be a single man very much longer. Not more than a few weeks at the most. Yes. Good morning, Miss Schultz.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, remember, this is the danger season for colds, so be prepared. Get a package of Tabsin from your drugstore and keep Tabsin on hand all of the time to relieve the discomforts of a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Try this new and different type cold tablet. Find out how Tabsin can help you. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Tabsin is especially formulated to help check the sniffles and sneezes of your cold. Tabsin helps to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Tabsin is easy to take. It leaves no unpleasant aftertaste, and it offers most complete relief from cold misery. Yes, we feel sure you'll be satisfied with Tabsin. There's no finer combination formula for relief of cold symptoms that medical science has developed. The minute you begin to sneeze, take an easy-to-swallow Tabsin tablet. See how quickly Tabsin eases your cold discomforts. Be sure you ask your druggist for Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Here's the family again.
Cliff.
Hmm?
Who are you engaged to?
Me? Where'd you get that idea?
Ha I thought so. Your old man's quite a kidder, ain't he?
Remember, friends, if you feel a cold coming on, for fast relief from your misery, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the aches and pains of a cold and reduce the fever of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Maudie invites Paul to dinner. Chapter 13, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. Group prejudice is a national menace. Racial and religious antagonisms threaten the unity which the citizens of the United States need now perhaps more than ever before. To keep America strong, every individual should accept or reject people on their individual worth, not on the basis of their religion or origin. Refuse to listen to or spread rumors against a race or a religion. Speak up against prejudice and work for understanding. Remember, accept or reject people on their individual worth.